Hello,
Pastor Deborah here,
and welcome again to Love Is Here, a voice of light in the darkness podcast show here on the Hidden Kingdoms YouTube channel
and
on YouTube Music. We're beginning another episode of this wonderful, wonderful podcast about going into the darkness with a voice of light and love. This is going to be episode number 13 of The Oppressed Spirit, which will also be part number 4 of it. We're going to begin first with a couple of poems that were written to me by a sweet and loving young girl named Miss Amanda. Amanda was born into a family of multi-generational Satanism. She was born to be a queen of the Black Forest Clan, which was out of Germany. She was a child of her mother and of her mother's brother named Isaac. I ran into her at the Brownsville Revival Assembly of God Worldwide Revival on October the 9th, 1998. I had been going to the revival since 1995. I was on the deliverance team and the prayer team. Miss Amanda came to the altar. She stated she was a witch, and so they brought her to me. And as I walked down the steps, I was given a word of knowledge about her, that her assignment there at the revival was to have a baby with a prayer team or one of the ministers of the revival, and then sacrifice it in a satanic meeting to show to Satan that he was going to kill the revival and all that were in it. I got involved in Amanda's life that night, which was her satanic birthday. She was going to go to a satanic meeting after church and have her jewels, her crown, a ceremony to recognize her coming of age, so to speak, to be a queen. She was to sit under another queen and be trained as a princess. But God had another plan, and he was going as a voice through me into her darkness. So her first poem is called Cries from an Oppressed Spirit. You will hear more about Miss Amanda in many of the other episodes that come. She wrote prolifically to me. She sent me letters, drawings. She sent people. She was Grand Central Station, spiritually, for many hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people. For she had a heart of God, a heart of love. She didn't want anybody that she knew in Satanism, witchcraft, the LGBTQ community, the heavy metal music world, those in drugs or alcohol, born into this stuff, serving Satan, those who were oppressed in human trafficking, those who were abused. She didn't want any of them to die and go to hell. She wanted them to be with this loving Christ Jesus that she had heard about long ago through dreams and from her grandmother. She was told to dream that she would meet someone one day who would be her spiritual mother and help her out of the darkness. So listen to her cries, and then we'll get into this episode of The Oppressed Spirit after another story, poem from her, and a letter I wrote back to all in the darkness. Cries by Amanda was written to me when I was known as Pastor Jan in 2001 from an 18-year-old, that was Amanda, multi-generational Satanist, written from a dark side part where she had multiple personalities. She had a dark side that served Satan and a light side that went to church, went to school, tried to work. And she still had to live as a child of the night, even though her spirit was saved and born again and had been baptized in water. This is her writing to me, an oppressed spirit still in the darkness. The madness grips me till I can barely breathe The sadness holds me till I almost die of desperation, of complete perversion that takes over my entire soul. They don't understand the fire, the flames that burn me with desire, the desires to hunt and feed from the fear that's deep inside of others. This utmost evil rules this world of mine. Death and destruction are only friends through time. Dismembered bodies rock and twist in serious pain, but nothing can satisfy, 'cause when it stops, it's still all the same. Confusion and blood devour my every thought. The sacrifices and bloodlust are the main courses of Satan's diet. For human flesh becomes his meat. Human blood, urine, wines, his drinks. Complete agony and anguish finish the master's delicate taste. It satisfies completely, fills his every need. We freely give. Hail Satan. That was written by the dark side of man. It's very graphic, and if it triggers you, please stop, take some deep breaths, and come back. Her dark side was reaching out to me. She was trying to let me know what her world was really like spiritually. Manda had courage, strength, wisdom beyond her age. She fought from early childhood Satanism, witchcraft, the rituals, the sacrifices. But she couldn't get free. She couldn't find the voice in the light that her grandmother had told her about, that a lady would come alongside of her one day and help her and stand with her and be a voice of light and love to her and help her out. Manda went looking and looking, and she finally found me on October the 9th, 1998, at the Brownsville Revival in Pensacola, Florida. Listen to another one of her poems to me. She always wanted to write and speak about her life and expose it the best she could. If it does trigger you, please stop, take a deep breath, skip this, and go on to other parts of this podcast. The Spiders Inside of Me, written to me, Pastor Jan at the time, by Miss Amanda, who was 17 years old. A multi-generational Satanist who had accepted Jesus Christ as her Savior and Lord, but had been unsuccessful in getting out of Satanism and her family completely. The spiders inside have no place to hide. They come out at night from their place deep inside of me. If I could show you, I would. But no one can see inside of me, because there is no light, only darkness that resides in me, because I am just too sad to see. Depression and anguish are my only friends. You see, they are always around, not like the rest. They never leave. Sometimes I sit and dream of a better day. I wish I had my own place of escape, but I don't. So I rest again peacefully, but I'm awakened by the thoughts of reality. The demons inside, they are so painfully alive in me. The mere feelings of joy and hopefulness are so far from me. Now all I do is sit in my room and dream of escaping this darkness, the darkness that dwells deep inside of me. Manda was talking speaking. She was dreaming, believing, hoping that someone or something would bring love, light, and hope into her world. I received many letters, poems from many people like this. And I wrote a letter back to them. And it's called Hello, Sweetie. I used to always call them sweeties. They were like my little children. And I became their spiritual mother. So listen to this letter that I wrote to ones like Amanda and to you. Hello, sweetie. And you would say back to me, are you talking to me? And I would say, yes, sweetie, to you. And you would say, you can't mean me, for I am not sweet at all. Oh, yes, honey, you are. And I am spiritually talking to you. Oh, honey, sweetie, little one, if you could see yourself spiritually as we spiritually see you. Oh, not your spiritual condition that you're in now, but what is your spiritual future to come? If you could spiritually believe in your spiritual heart and mind what a loving Father says about you and your spiritual future with Him, if you could come to spiritually know that agape love and light of this Heavenly Father and what it is He has for you, if you could spiritually believe in your spiritual heart that you are spiritually loved with a love not of any human source or demonic spirit or of any kind that you know. If you could just believe that you are loved with a holy, divine love that gave itself for you. If you could believe that this agape love has spiritually come to you as a voice of light in your darkness to spiritually dry your spiritual silent cries as Amanda had and to spiritually reach your spiritual hands and to spiritually fill your spiritual empty and hollow heart, your mind and soul with this divine, holy agape love. If you could just believe that this agape love is here now for you, and this agape love will spiritually walk with you for the rest of your life, and then right to the streets of gold, and for all eternity. And why would this agape love and light do this for you? You ask, because you are worthy of this holy agape love of the Heavenly Father. For you are spiritually the very one it was spiritually sent to find and love. For you are not too evil for this agape love. Nothing you have done is too bad, evil, horrible, dirty, or shameful. Nothing, sweetie. Nothing. Yes, honey, you are spiritually loved just as you are. Yes, honey, nothing you have done, nothing you have said, thought, desired, believed in, nothing Satan has made you do, nothing that others have made you do, nothing you do even now, nothing anyone has said about you, or anything you have said to yourself. No, sweetie. Not even Satan himself, not even you or any others. Nothing, sweetie, nothing will stop the Heavenly Father and I, Pastor Deborah, from spiritually loving you and spiritually coming to you in your darkness. Because you are not what you spiritually think and feel you are. You are not what the world says you are. You are not what Satan has told you that you are. No, honey, you are not. For you are so spiritually precious, so deeply spiritually wanted back in our family, in our house, in the kingdom of heaven. For you are so spiritually loved by and with agape love that we have given our spiritual all for you. We have fought every spiritual battle for you, endured every pain, waited so long for you. For you are so spiritually dear to us that nothing will spiritually separate us again. For we are spiritually destined to become one again. One, me, the Holy Father, plus you equals one. Us and you equal family. Please spiritually listen to the words of this agape love I have for you, little one. Who shall spiritually separate us from the spiritual love of Christ, my Son, in the dirt body of Jesus, the anointed King of the kingdom of heaven? Shall spiritual and physical tribulation separate us? Or spiritual and physical distress? Hopelessness, fear, torment, or spiritual and physical persecution, or spiritual and physical famine, or spiritual and physical nakedness, or spiritual and physical peril, war, or the sword, or bombs? No, in all these things, we and you and us, we are more than conquerors through Him, the Heavenly Father, that spiritually loves us all of humanity. For I am spiritually persuaded that neither spiritual or earthly death, nor life, nor angels, nor spiritual principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creatures shall be able to spiritually separate us, you little one, from the love of God, the Heavenly Father, which is in Christ, the Word of God itself, Jesus, the dirt body, the Lord of the kingdom of heaven. That was written by Paul to the Romans back in the early days of Christ Jesus's early discipleship and going out into all the world. That was Romans 8, 35, 37 through 39 out of the Authorized King James Bible. So I would go on and talk. For you, sweetie, are spiritually wanted as his and mine, Pastor Deborah, spiritual child. For you are our spiritual brethren. For you are loved beyond your spiritual comprehension. And we have missed you for so very long. We have been spiritually waiting to spiritually meet you, to give you our greatest gift, agape love. We have spiritually traveled far for you, through space and time, through all the darkness. We spiritually bring to you words of spirit and life. We bring our spiritual hands of tenderness, our spiritual voices of agape love and light. We bring our spiritual hearts and minds to spiritually walk with you, be with you, support you, encourage you forever, and to spiritually bring a spiritual end to your spiritual captivity, to sin and the fear of death. To spiritually open your spiritually blinded eyes and heal your broken and fractured hearts. To spiritually open the spiritual doors of your spiritual prison. To spiritually comfort you. To spiritually bring spiritual beauty, honor, dignity, majesty, and glory for your spiritual ashes. to spiritually bring you spiritual living water to spiritually drink, to spiritually bring you spiritual joy for your spiritual morning, to spiritually bring you the spiritual bread of spiritual life for your spiritual hunger, to bring you spiritual milk, the agape love of the Heavenly Father, to spiritually visit you in your spiritual darkness and ignorance, to spiritually adopt you as our spiritual child, to spiritually cover your spiritual nakedness with royal spiritual clothes of majesty and light, to spiritually turn your spiritual heart, your mind, and soul from spiritual darkness, ignorance, to the spiritual light and truth of the kingdom of heaven, to spiritually destroy the spiritual power of Satan in your spiritual life, the spiritual fear of death and sin that control you, to spiritually destroy the spiritual power of Satan in your spiritual life, the fear of rejection, of torment, of sin and death, to spiritually bring you into the Heavenly Father's spiritual garden of Eden, in the kingdom of heaven, a spiritually hidden place of His agape love, joy, and peace, to spiritually bring His riches of forgiveness, mercy, compassion, and righteousness, to spiritually bring you the kingdom of heaven in the Holy Spirit, to spiritually bring you His spiritual words of spirit and life, to spiritually bring you into the Heavenly Father's house, His family of agape love and light, so you will be a spiritual child of the light and agape love, to spiritually feel your spiritual heart, your mind, and soul with the light and love of agape love of the Heavenly Father. For you, sweetie, are spiritually precious in our sight. The Heavenly Father desires to spiritually fill the spiritual emptiness, hollowness of your spiritual heart and mind and soul, to spiritually heal your spiritual wounds, to spiritually take away your spiritual pains, and to spiritually bind up your spiritually broken, fractured heart and mind and soul. His agape love is a free spiritual gift to you. He has already spiritually opened the spiritual door of your spiritual prison. He has spiritually come into your spiritual darkness of slavery with you. Take His hand. It is there, right next to yours. Take a big step. Believe He is there in the darkness with you, and His hand is right there by yours. Take it. Hold up. Hold it. And He will do the rest. Even if you can't reach with your physical hand, reach with your spiritual hand. And if you can't do that, just reach with your thoughts. Oh, honey, the Heavenly Father so very much wants to help you that He has sent His very own Son there with you. It is His hand you are spiritually reaching for. He will not force you to spiritually take His hand of agape love. No, He is not a rapist. He will just wait until you reach for Him. But He is there now with you in your spiritual captivity, in the prison cell, in the spiritual darkness. He is there Can you see his warm, soft, gentle light shining? Can you see? Can you spiritually feel a spiritual presence you have never felt before? Can you spiritually feel his agape love as it shines itself out to you as rays of glory? Can you spiritually feel his peace shining on your spiritual heart, your mind, and soul? Can you spiritually hear him? He is calling to you. Just take his hand, sweetie. Spiritually allow his spiritual light to spiritually enter your spiritual heart, your mind, and soul. Spiritually allow his spiritual agape love to spiritually cover you in his blanket of glory, his presence. Spiritually allow his agape love to spiritually touch your spiritual life. Do not worry about Satan. He is being held back by the host of heaven, by power that cannot be broken. His spiritual agape love and light will spiritually be there with you. All your fears, all the demons, all the locked doors of your spiritual heart will be opened. The demons will flee. The doors will open. The light will come in. His spiritual love and light can spiritually reach into your deepest darkness, to your hidden worlds, through the fractured soul, through the many parts, through the dark side, through the light side of who you are. His spiritual love and light can spiritually touch every spiritual part of you. His spiritual love and light can spiritually reach the spiritually unreachable parts of your spiritual heart and mind, the safe, hidden spiritual worlds you hide in. His agape love and light is powerful, but gentle to you. It is very tender with broken, hurt, and wounded little ones such as you. His agape love and light is full of mercy, forgiveness, compassion, comfort. His agape love and light is long-suffering and kind. His agape love and light will spiritually bear. It will carry, endure all your spiritual pains for you. His agape love and light will never spiritually fail you. His agape light and love will spiritually be there with you no matter what you do, where you go. His agape love and light is eternal, and it is here for you now. For there is nothing spiritually impossible for him to do for you, sweetie. Now, sweetie, if you are ready, he will spiritually set his spiritual protection about you as you are spiritually allowing his agape love and light to come into your spiritual heart, your mind, and your soul. His Holy Spirit is right there with you as the spiritual chains of spiritual darkness are being broken in your spiritual heart and mind and soul. As the spiritual prison door is spiritually opened for you, as his spiritual freedom and healing is proclaimed to you, as his words of spirit and life are speaking to you, I will spiritually be with you, me, Pastor Deborah, also in the spirit, and will spiritually go with you out of your spiritual prison cell, out of your spiritual captivity, out into the light of spiritual freedom and healing. For the world is bigger than what you know. There is so much for you to learn. Have courage. I am with you. I am the light of the voice and the light to you. I, Pastor Deborah, will spiritually hold your precious spiritual hand as His agape love and light spiritually breaks through the spiritual kingdom of darkness and ignorance that holds you, that keeps you captive and a slave. As the spiritual walls of strong and mighty fortresses of darkness and ignorance, fear, torment, that have stood undisturbed in your spiritual life for generations after generations, come down as the walls of Jericho did in ancient days by the power of the Holy Spirit. As His glorious and majestic agape love and light spiritually comes into your spiritual heart, your mind and soul. Fight, sweetie, fight the spiritual fear. Push back the spiritual torment. Spiritually believe not what the words of Satan are whispering in your mind or what your dark side parts are saying. Spiritually reach out with your spiritual heart and mind and hands as far as you can, even with just your thoughts. You are spiritually a spiritual hidden treasure of great value to us, hidden in the spiritual darkness. Satan cannot stop you spiritually from being spiritually drawn by the spiritual power of agape love and light and to Pastor Deborah. For agape love and light has spiritually come to you this day in your hearing of these words, for you are so very precious to us. You are a spiritually hidden spiritual treasure of great value, hidden in the spiritual darkness. So, sweetie, when you are spiritually ready, you and I, Pastor Deborah, will spiritually go together with the presence of His Holy Spirit as you spiritually reach for agape love and light. And here is my prayer that I have prayed for you and as I do now. Dear Father, as this spiritually precious child spiritually allows your agape love and light to spiritually reach and touch their spiritual heart and mind and soul in its darkness and in its fracture and in its fear and torment. I ask that your spiritual holy angels, your spiritual ministering spirits, be spiritually sent to surround this precious spiritual child, to spiritually guard them, as your agape love spiritually touches and ministers to them. I ask that your agape love and light be spiritually unhindered by Satan, any demonic spirits, and by any spiritual stronghold, any fortress of darkness in their spiritual heart and mind and soul. I ask that your agape love, your light, your presence, your words of spirit and life are spiritually heard in the deepest spiritual prisons and in all of their safely hidden world, in their safe hidden worlds of their spiritual heart and mind. And that your spiritual words, agape love and its light, be spiritually proclaimed, that spiritual deliverance and freedom and healing are proclaimed, and that this day, spiritual freedom is birthed in a spiritual heart, mind, and soul, and that hope is spiritually found, that a broken and fractured and wounded spiritual heart and mind believes in you and in your agape love, that your agape love and light is spiritually received. Spiritual strength is given through your joy of loving them and finding them. Let the spiritual doors of their captivity, as they are spiritually opened, let the joy to the world be heard and peace on earth. Let your royal road of spiritual holiness and righteousness be seen, and that the silent spiritual cries, the tears, are spiritually dried with your tender hand of agape love, that their spiritual hands are spiritually reached. Your way is spiritually shown to them and seen in the darkness and their ignorance, that your spiritual victory is spiritually complete, and that your agape love is spiritually revealed as the way, the truth, and the life to freedom, to deliverance, to healing, to a future of hope, to a family, to a kingdom, to a life born again of the light and love of agape love. And that their spiritual heart and mind and soul is spiritually filled with your love and light, that the spiritual works of Satan and its darkness are spiritually destroyed, that a new spiritual child of agape love is spiritually born unto you, unto the kingdom of heaven. You become their heavenly father and their mother, and that a new spiritual family is found, that your spiritual house, your family, your throne room, your kingdom, it spiritually becomes their spiritual home, their kingdom, their nation, their land forever. Let your glory and majesty shine out into their spiritual hearts, their minds and souls, for others to see you and your agape love and light. In the name, the nature, the image, the likeness of Christ Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the kingdom of heaven. Amen. I always finish this letter this way. Reach out as far as you can, little one. He and I will reach the rest of the way for you. For you will no longer be a nowhere man, on the outside looking in, a nowhere heart. Step out of the darkness, sweetie, and into his glorious, sweet, agape love and light. For it is here for you now. Come and see. Take his hand of agape love and live in the light. This letter was always written and sent out. It's on the website of www.agapeloveishere.org. It'll be another playlist on the Hidden Kingdoms channel of YouTube. Now I want to pick up with just a little bit of the oppressed spirit before we finish this episode. You have to have words. You have to see what an oppressed spirit looks like and sounds like. That's why I spoke those poems to you from Amanda. And I read you the letter that I wrote to once like Amanda out in the darkness, so you can understand this teaching of the oppressed spirit. We want to pick up where we had been talking about the freedom of a heart and a mind from being oppressed. And at first, one must get personally free of oppression. Then you learn how to free others. That's what that letter to this little one was about. So here, in beginning part number 3 of the oppressed spirit, we're going to learn more about you and all of humanity. All transformations of an oppressed spirit are first private, deep in the spiritual heart and mind of a spiritual being, the forever person. That's where it begins. And you heard that in that letter. Then Satan finds out. And then this transformation becomes a public one, to him, his demonic spirits, to other human spirits, and eventually out through the soul and out through the physical body, that is seen by others and is used for freeing and transforming others, guiding them to where you have just gone and just discovered one's true new self, free of oppression, a free will of the Spirit. Amanda found that when she got born again on October the 9th, 1998, through the prayers and the leading of Pastor Deborah. She stepped out of her darkness as I bound all the demonic spirits. She came forth in the Spirit and accepted Christ Jesus as her Lord and Savior, and me as her pastor and her mother. This was written in a letter to me that her grandmother said she would find somebody, a precious lady, who would help her. And that happened to be me, Pastor Jan at the time, who became myself, transformed to Pastor Deborah. Her free will had to fight to come out of the darkness. It had to be free to say yes to light and love, and she did. So you're learning and you're watching through Amanda's life, Isaac's life, many others' lives. One will be Owl's life, Chris's life. You will hear even of a lady named Candy and how she came out of the darkness herself through agape love and light. One first must deal with their own personal freedom from spiritual, emotional, mental, physical oppression and its lies and deceptions of all of its chains and fetters. Everyone that is living under oppression and has had their spirit broken, their will has surrendered to the oppressors. You see that in human trafficking, to abuse, how the will surrenders to survive. Everyone has to spiritually discover that their true God recreated self must come forth, be born again, reincarnated, in order to break free. Sort of a divorce from yourself. A lot of deliverance, a lot of knowledge and light must come to bring hope and freedom, to set the will free, to set the spirit free. Then you will discover your new God recreated self, who you're supposed to be. Then you have to learn and grow. But the oppressors, the lords, the masters, the controllers will say to you, you do what I say, or you'll die, or your family will die, will kill, destroy you. But one who is a true leader, a king, who is free of oppression, will say to others, let's go, follow me. We can do this. The freed spiritual heart and mind and will from being oppressed can lead others into the unknown. Amanda did this. She still does. She leads people to the Lord on the streets as a homeless person, in the camps, in the jails, in the prison, in the mental institutions. She didn't want any of her family, her friends, anybody to end up in hell, to be like her. She had a heart of love for humanity. She will tell you, you could live a life not under oppression, a life healed of its broken will, a life healed of its broken spirit, a life without oppression. Amanda attended the Brownsville Revival from 1998 to almost 2000. She was touched. She was in the praise and worship. She heard the preaching of Steve Hill of God wants to touch you. Come down to the altar. And she did many times. And she repented. She got prayer. That was her light side working. But God was permeating through the light side, seeping into the dark side slowly. Then she'd call me, write me, talk with me, wanted to meet with me every night after revival. She would tell me her stories, pass me papers, have me pray for her.
Amanda was reaching for the light, for the love, for healing. And as she was getting it, she was helping others, children, little ones, teenagers, everywhere she went, in the realm of the spirit. One who has been freed like Amanda and healed of oppression and has taken their own will back has had a personal vision of this freed life, this unknown self from somebody. It may have come to them in a dream through a pastor, an evangelist, a song, a poem, a movie, and knows where and how to get there through Christ Jesus, through forgiveness, through mercy, hanging on to somebody like Pastor Deborah, staying in the light. Amanda took torture and pain and abuse, sexual rape, separation, but she hung on and still does, and we are way down the road. And she is still my spiritual daughter. Oh, she's gone through troubled times, mental illness. She's been declared incompetent to stand trial. But she's never given up. She's lost her mother, her father, most of her friends. But she's still there, hanging on to Pastor Deborah. I've never left her. I send her Christmas stuff and tell her, don't you quit. Don't you give in. People are depending on her. There's children being born into that life, children being abused, homeless people that need her out there. So she stays. And her spirit and her will are still free. It's hard, very difficult. A lot of fear and torment, drugs and alcohol, incarceration. She tries to reach out to other pastors and churches and they laugh at her, mock at her. She discovers there are really serving Satan. Themselves. They bring lies and deceptions to the Word of God, and she gets angry. But she hangs in there with Pastor Deborah. In fact, I just sent her some Christmas stuff, some cards, wrote to her, gave her hope. This newly freed spiritual person, forever person, has battled and won. Thrown off the oppressors, the shackles, the chains, the fetters, climbed up out of the pit, out of the cell, out of a box, out of a cage, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and has destroyed and been delivered of all the control mechanisms, the matrix, the ideas, the concepts, the fears, the thoughts, the rules, the beliefs of the oppressors. A free spirit, a free forever person, can now become the true spiritual self that God the Most High has said they could be and that they would be. A freed spiritual man becomes a spiritual self-starter, self-disciplined, undeterred by others, and goes on and travels the roads alone. As they reach out and touch other lives. And I want to end this. And I want to end this part of the oppressed spirit here. Knowing that freedom is just the first step. Healing comes. Deliverance. There's battles to be fought. Just to get free. And to free your own will. There's battles. Fear and torment are always there. You lose some wars and battles, but you get yourself back up. You're a tough person. If you hang on to Pastor Deborah, to agape love and light, the battles are real. Life and death are always there. We're always fighting for you. We're standing in the gap for you. We're fighting. We're standing and taking the hits for you so you can grow. And you can come to know that agape love and light is your Savior, your Deliverer, your Healer, your Father, your Mother. And it comes from the kingdom of heaven that you do not know yet, but you will learn. So I want to end here in this part. So you be encouraged. You find Pastor Deborah out there in the darkness. You come and talk to me in the spirit. I just help a precious elderly pastor. His spirit was ready to go to heaven. But he came and asked my permission if he could go. He was in a coma. I said, yes, you can. I've helped many people die and get on to their new life. The spirit desires freedom. But there's some of us who must live in this earthly world and fight Satan and death and torment, disease, sickness, the weather, climate, wars. But it's all worth it to find you, the little one, the one out in the darkness, the one living in hidden worlds. So here in this podcast, as a voice of light in your darkness, I come. You look for me. You look for the light. It's there. It's reaching for you. It's come. And I'll see you again on the next podcast show of Love Is Here, a voice of light in the darkness. And we'll pick up with more stories and more about the oppressed spirit. I'll see you then. Love, Pastor Deborah.